Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Hi, I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and welcome to your community. It's a new podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And on this podcast, we explore the many ways that Purdue Extension is making an impact throughout all of Indiana's 92 counties. One of the biggest challenges facing those who live in our rural communities is access to childcare. Not only are there childcare deserts in many areas across rural Indiana, but also finding affordable childcare can also be a significant challenge. Joining us here today on the Your Community Podcast is Dr. Breanne Reed. She's the Director of Community Childcare with Purdue Extension at Purdue University. And first of all, let's talk about the big picture when it comes to the issue of child care and providing child care to those in our rural areas across Indiana. Dr. Reed, tell me, why is child care such an important topic that's impacting our rural Hoosiers?
I think that everybody has heard a story about childcare and some of the barriers that families across Indiana and actually across the United States face. Affordability, equity, ability to access your job for workforce, and then also just attaining and attracting or attracting and retaining new families in small rural communities. If there's not childcare there, then they're more likely to choose a different community to build their family and their future. And then, of course, we can't leave out education. As we know, the first 5 years are the most important years for a young person's brain development, and then to move through, education and to have a long, healthy, productive, successful life. So yeah, childcare is pretty important.
Absolutely. Well, and it's somewhat of a catch-22, Dr. Reed, because you have a lot of folks who have young children, and the cost for childcare can be somewhat prohibitive, but at the same time, you need to work to raise money to just support yourself, support your family, especially when you have divorced families, single mothers, single fathers, and you need to afford that daycare. But then so much of what you're working for when you're working that job is, well, a huge chunk of that out of your weekly and monthly pay goes toward that childcare. So it certainly seems like in a lot of cases, Dr. Reed, it truly is a catch-22 for a lot of rural families.
Yeah, and I think that we see that catch-22 is also there for the providers as well, because the families need to have that money up front to put their kiddos in childcare so that they can go to work. But then it's how do they get started? And so how do they get to work with childcare all at the same time? And so trying to build some of those bridges for our communities is our goal with Purdue Extension Community Childcare.
Chatting with Dr. Breanne Reed here on Hoosier Ag Today and the Your Community Podcast as we talk about the childcare program through Purdue Extension. And before we get a deeper dive into the program, and it's a relatively new program through Purdue Extension, but let's talk a little bit further about the challenges and the urgency for childcare programs to be established across the state, because not only do you have the cost issues, but also when you move into a community and you have young children, and even those, especially during the summertime, if you have children that are over the age of six that are in kindergarten, a lot of times you may have to find those childcare providers during a summer break or a spring break. Especially a lot of schools are taking spring break, like 2 weeks for a spring break. Mm-hmm. So you may need to find that childcare provider. But as I mentioned, a lot of areas across, and it's not just an Indiana issue, it's an issue facing a lot of communities across the entire Midwest, and I think across a lot of the country, where you have so many child care deserts, and it really is a concern, Dr. Reed.
Yeah, so in our rural communities, they just lack the amount of high quality seats for children to attend a early learning program or a child care facility. Some of our counties across Indiana, you know, they're leaning heavily on ministries and home-based child care, which is great. And so we're working with those partners as well to increase quality so that they have many of those practices, and many do already, but we're just reinforcing that education and quality that we would like to see for those 0 to 5. And then also working with those rural counties to bring stakeholders and community members together to see how we might invest some monies that we have through grants and local philanthropy to build or expand upon those quality seats for families. I think some of the challenges right now and the urgency, as we know, are some funding obstacles. And then also with the climate right now, childcare providers are actually leaving the field. And so that also increases a further challenge for families and employers, because they need their employers to be able to come to work. And as you know, as I know, I am a parent myself, you know, our most prized possession is our kiddos. And so if we don't have a place that we trust, a place that we are excited to take our kids to every day, then that affects our ability to go to work as well. So there's lots of factors that we're approaching from a community development standpoint, and then also that education and that health and wellness, trying to support providers, trying to support families, and then also help communities build out their quality of place so that families and children and employers can thrive.
Dr. Reed, you touched upon one of the challenges facing child care and the child care industry is that you have a lot of turnover within the industry and a lot of turnover among folks who are working as child care providers. Why are we seeing such a huge amount of turnover in the child care industry, Dr. Reed?
Well, one great thing about our team is we are out in the field locally working with providers. And so we know, we're talking to them, and they really, they face their job every day, and they face low pay, long hours, and lack of support and professional development. And so those factors all combined really make it a difficult profession to move forward or advance and reach those income levels that we really need to see in order to support their own families. And so really that low pay, that long hours, and that lack of professional advancement is really forcing people out of the career. Extension, community childcare, that's our goal, is to come alongside them and remove some of that isolation, provide professional development for free, and then also help them gain credentials and skills of which they can hopefully move up that professional ladder to increase their rate of pay.
My guest is Dr. Breanne Reed. She is the Director of Community Child Care with Purdue Extension at Purdue University. And we're going to take a quick break right here, Dr. Reed, because I want to touch upon Purdue University's new child care program and get a little deeper dive into that as well. And as we talk about some of the challenges facing the childcare industry and why Purdue Extension is stepping up to the plate to try to solve some of those challenges. So we'll be back with more with Dr. Breanne Reed in just a few. You're watching Your Community as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
And welcome back to the Your Community Podcast. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. As Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network, our guest is Dr. Breanne Reed. She is the Director of Community Child Care with Purdue Extension and Purdue University. And before the break, Dr. Reed, we were talking about the many challenges facing the child care industry, in particular rural communities. But I want to talk about this exciting new program that you and your team are leading at Purdue Extension, the new child care program. It's relatively new. What can you tell us about the new program and how it is growing and where it started? And just give us all the deets, so to speak, Dr. Reed.
I'll have to be careful because this is one of the topics that I can go on and on about. So just interject if you need to. So this program, I guess where it started was with staff and extension members recognizing that there's a need for support in communities across the state in childcare. Recognizing that this is a community development issue along with health and wellness, along with education. And so it was bringing a lot of partners together from Purdue, from across the community, and then with a Lilly Endowment to fund this work over the next 5 years. So our team was brought on last October of 2024, and we were really challenged with, you know, improving access to childcare, improving the quality of childcare across the region, and then also building an ecosystem with both local, state, regional partners that are in leadership positions, that are in educational positions, elected positions, with residents of communities so that we can better support both childcare providers and families who are seeking childcare. So our big buckets are increasing access for families, improving the quality of care, and then building this thriving professional community for childcare providers, where we see that desire for young professionals to want to pursue childcare and early childhood education as a career.
So Dr. Reed, you have this brand new program. It's only been in place for a little less than a year now, and you already have it rolled out across 7 Indiana counties. Is that right?
Yes, we hit the ground running. Once we opened up with a stakeholder forum last November, where we invited stakeholders and leaders and elected officials to see what they needed in their counties. So we did both, you know, a needs assessment, and then also like, what assets do we already have that we can, you know, work together to provide. And then in February of 2025, we invited almost all the child care providers that wanted to come to a large educational summit. And we had great turnout. So we had invited 200, that's the seats that we had. We had 210 RSVP, and then we had speakers and vendors from different organizations that also attended. So we were busting at the seams. And I think that just goes to show the level of interest and need in this space that we have. So specifically, we have county educators in all of the counties in this region that are working with the community partners and the child care providers every single day. And it has been an honor to see this both grow and at the speed of which it's growing, because we know that we're making that difference.
And Dr. Reed, you were telling me before we hit the record button on the interview that the 7 counties that are part of the initial program are all kind of centered around Tippecanoe County in that West Central Indiana region. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So we have counties, and I'll try to remember to say it in alphabetical order. I don't quite have it memorized yet, but we have myself and our regional Latino educator. We're out of West Lafayette. And then we have Jennifer Roth, who oversees both Carroll and White County, so the north side of Tippecanoe County. We have Wendy Collingwood in Tippecanoe County. Mari Romero is in Clinton County. And then Michelle Schonkweiler is serving both Fountain, Benton, and Warren counties. And so, and many of these educators were born and raised in those areas. And so they have, you know, deep relationships and understandings of the community. And I think that that's very important in this work, as we're finding that each county, each community is different in what they need. And those local relationships are really accelerating this process because there's already credibility and trust there. And then I think with Purdue Extension coming in, it's almost like a breath of fresh air. So it's been a really great experience.
My guest is Dr. Breanne Reed, Director of Community Child Care with Purdue Extension. And not to put the cart before the horse, Dr. Reed, but you mentioned the seven counties. And once again, this is a brand new program through Purdue Extension, but I'm sure that you and your team already have plans to grow this program far beyond the seven counties that are already being served by this program.
Yeah, so we started out with our grant, as this is a regional project for 5 years. This grant cycle will, you know, will end up at the November of 2028. And then the hope is to push this out and scale it through Purdue Extension across the state, because we already have extension educators in every county. And we know that childcare providers and families and employers are really looking for support in the area of childcare, whether that's education or the economic aspect or the professional aspect for the providers. And so we're really trying to build a program that can be shareable and scalable and affordable for everybody across the state.
And Dr. Reed, not only are you leading the effort on the childcare program through Purdue Extension, but from my understanding, Purdue University is also offering a program, a childcare business course for students who may be looking to start their own childcare services, not just in Indiana, but across the Midwest. To tell me a little bit about Purdue's new childcare business course and that program.
Yeah, so under increasing the quality of education of childcare, we recognize that many parts of this, educators like myself, that's where I started out, are really great at the education and the family engagement aspect of this work. But childcare providers are often small business owners. And so recognizing that they could use support when it comes to the business aspects of owning their childcare center or in-home care provider, bridging that gap for them. So how do they, you know, pay their employees? How do they keep a strict budget? How do they market to families in their community? All these things are offered in that business short course to give them a foundation of running their own small business. And I think that that's important for childcare providers to recognize too, is that they're not just babysitters or they're not just daycare owners or, you know, directors of centers, but they're running a business. And there's a lot of challenges, but also opportunities there to grow their business. And so that's where Purdue Extension and our childcare team and all the faculty and the researchers that we're working with can develop programs for them to where they can improve those practices.
Chatting with Dr. Breanne Reed here on the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension as we talk about the child care program through Purdue Extension. And Dr. Reed, I also understand that there's a big event that's coming up here in early November, a mini summit, so to speak. What can you tell me about that mini summit and the reach to try to pull a lot of folks together to engage further in terms of childcare and the childcare industry?
Yes, so our mini summit will be on November 15th, and that will be a regional summit that really focuses on helping providers with different behaviors and different needs that they're seeing in their classroom. So we know that we're going to be having professional development on trauma-informed care, licensing 101, working with different behaviors in the classrooms, and really just trying to fill their toolbox with tools from local experts from the area and from Purdue so that they feel more confident in their practice. What's really exciting about our professional developments that we put on for providers is that they receive professional development stipends. And so along with the education and the food and the, you know, meeting new friends that work in that space, they also receive prizes and professional stipends to further their education.
And Dr. Reed, I always ask this question at the end of the interview, and most of the time it's a radio interview, but for our podcast, I like to ask this question. Is there anything else about the child care program at Purdue University and through Purdue Extension that you'd like to add, or something that I've forgotten to mention as part of our conversation here today, Dr. Reed?
Yeah, you're brave to give me like the floor, but yes. So first and foremost, I think that if you are working in the childcare space and you are living in our 7-county region, you should definitely reach out to us. There's so many opportunities and there's so much support, whether that's resources or community, that it would be worth it for anyone to connect with us. And then I think the other thing that I want to mention is that working with childcare providers, not only is it, as I've talked about, you know, education and economic development, but it's also hard work. And so if you know a child care provider, you know, sometimes just thanking them for what they are doing, grabbing them a coffee, if you're running through, you know, your favorite coffee shop, I think that as a local community, recognizing that these professionals right now do need some support and they are hungry for that connection with their community and that appreciation. And so that would be my advice to anybody listening today, that anybody is able to do good work, right, and serve their community. And so sometimes just saying thank you, a pat on the back, that extra smile, it goes a long way. So I encourage anybody to do that.
And Dr. Reed, you mentioned reaching out to you and your team. The website for Purdue Extension is extension.purdue.edu. But how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team, Dr. Reed?
I think email is a great way to get a hold of us, and that we can be reached. The whole team can be reached. I have it right here beside me. So at extchildcare@purdue.edu.
And we'll also have your email at HoosierAgToday.com if you'd like to look that up and link to it as well. And once again, Dr. Breanne Reed, Director of Community Child Care with Purdue Extension. I'm excited about this program that has just launched. And hopefully we're talking in another 12 months about how much this program has grown, how many more communities are being served by this program, and how there are fewer childcare deserts throughout the state of Indiana in the next year, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, as we continue to chat and promote to what you and your team are doing with Purdue Extension. So I'm looking forward to future conversations with you and your team, Dr. Reed. We certainly thank you for joining us. Once again, Dr. Breanne Reed, Director of Community Child Care with Purdue Extension. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today here on Hoosier Ag Today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to the next couple years as well.
And thank you so much for listening and watching our podcast here today as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and thank you so much for checking out your community.